This is Golf Talk Canada, Canada's only nationally syndicated golf talk radio and television program. Presented by Acura. Precision, crafted performance. Visit Acura.ca for our latest lineup, special offers, and dealer incentives. Now, here are your hosts, Mark Zucchino and Bob Weeks.
Good morning, Canada. GTC, Zucchino Weeks in studio together.
Oh,
how does that happen?
It's like the second time this year.
You know what's going to happen? The big flip, right? My schedule after the Masters starts to calm down.
Yeah.
Like they're telling me one a month.
That's it.
That's it.
That's good.
And you're going to go the other direction.
That's the way it's looking.
Yeah. So we're like a good marriage. That's how you keep a good marriage together. All couples have been together for 20 years. The key, stay away from one another.
Now you tell me.
Bob, good to see you, man. Man, is there a lot going on in the world of golf. And I have to tell you this. 2 weeks ago, they were golfing in Southern Ontario. And this morning, I woke up in Val-d'Or, Quebec. It is cold outside.
It is freezing. Minus 10 right now. Wind chill minus 16. Supposed to get a little warmer, but like to minus 6. And then I think finally at the end of this week, maybe. But it's like middle of March. What is going on? March break right now.
Yeah,
right?
It's a big
one. Come on, warm up out there. What the hell is going on?
I know. Wave your angries. I thought you, as the new incoming commissioner, CEO of Golf Canada, could dictate the weather as well. And I'm thank God you're taking that position because you can put. I've got some problems with Mike Davis today, you're going to be my voice, my line to Mike Davis.
Mike and I were hanging out this week.
Did you say, listen, Mike, co-host?
I said, I have a buddy here. I want you to say hi to. He's your biggest fan. I'm going to get you an autograph.
Did you give him the Nancy Kerrigan back of the knee for me?
Yeah,
did you give
exactly.
Him the Tonya Harding? We have a busy show today. Bob went one-on-one with Mike Weir after the big announcement. We're going to hear that interview later in the show. TJ Rule, Golf Away Tours. He just got back from South Africa, where I'm pretty sure he rode an elephant instead of a golf cart.
Wow.
That's
hear about that one.
I don't know. We're going to see. I don't know. Am I just making stuff up now?
And some last minute spring deals, right? Because there's some getaways.
Yes, there are going to be some getaways. So, and you know what's kind of interesting? And I want to ask TJ this. I don't know if you've noticed this, Bob, but like when I was younger and I was a kid, obviously, you know, a lot of guys would go away in the spring and the fall. That's time for Canadians to travel, winter. But in the last few years, I've noticed guys, like I have two or three friends now that all of a sudden organize Masters golf trips. They go away together to play golf somewhere.
Oh, and not to the Masters.
Not to the Masters, but they use Masters weekend as like this kind of kickoff. So they'll go to Myrtle Beach, they'll go to Florida, they'll go whatever, they'll book their tee times in a way so they get off the golf course and they watch the Masters together, which is kind of cool because, you know.
That's neat. Sure.
Yeah, you know. So, anyway, I guess if they stay at home, they're going to have some problems sitting on the couch for 5 hours and not getting any flack for it. That could be part of that. And Mark Young popping by later on in the show. The GTA AM Tour getting ready to kick off their season in April. And it's a great, fun place to play golf. So, I know we have a lot of listeners that probably would love to get out and maybe play Coppenwood, get out and play Scarborough Golf Club, meet some new people. The GTA AM Tour is a very cool way to do it. I don't know how Mark does it, how they get on these great tracks. These are private, high-end golf courses.
It has something to do with money.
I think so, yeah. But it's a great way to get on these golf courses and play some competitive golf and meet some cool people. So I was with some of them back in November in Pinehurst. Great group of people. So we're going to touch base with Mark later in the show. So much to get to. Let's hit News and Headlines.
News and Headlines is brought to you by Golf PEI. With 400 fairways within a 45-minute drive, PEI is a golfer's paradise. Visit golfpei.ca to book your golf vacation and discover why PEI is Canada's number one golf destination.
And yes, the Golf Talk Canada 1978 disco beats being dropped. There it is this morning. Weirzy, named President's Cup assistant captain, the fourth assistant captain. He's always had a great relationship with Nick Price.
Mm-hmm.
We saw Graham Dillette have great success back in 2015 with Jason Day. We all know what Weirzy did was great at
Royal Montreal.
In my lifetime, the third greatest Canadian accomplishment I've seen in golf. Like, obviously, Mike winning the green jacket. Now Adams, 59, has kind of moved up the ladder for me to number two.
Okay.
But forever and a day, this was the second biggest Canadian accomplishment for me to watch with my own eyes.
So here's a question for you, and this is a question that's tough for everyone to answer.
Right.
When you think of that What was the final score of that President's Cup?
We got waxed, right?
Yeah, yeah, like we 19 got waxed. And a half to 14 yeah. and a half or something.
Right.
That's the one thing that's amazing about that is that everyone remembers Mike's yeah. performance. That's the highlight of that event for everybody.
And this was when Tiger was Tiger.
Yeah,
right?
He was in his prime.
Right. So we're going to hear Bob go one-on-one with Mike Weir later in the show. Speaking of Canadians, speaking of Adam Hadwin's 59, man, the good play continues. The Valspar Championship, it's the stop this week on the PGA Tour. Copperhead Golf Course, Innisbrook. It's Palm Harbor, Florida. I just played this golf course a couple of months ago. I can't believe the numbers are shooting here.
Isn't it incredible?
It's insane. This is such a tough golf course, Bob. Adam Hadwin goes 68-64. He has a one-shot lead, top leaderboard.
And doing it in tough conditions. He played the afternoon yesterday, which was the tougher of the conditions, almost a stroke higher. Takes on the snake pit. I mean, it's just everything you can look at in this round was miraculous. 64 on there. Continues his good play, as you mentioned. And right now, you know, he's just in a, if you see him after the rounds now, he's in such a comfort zone while he's on the course as well, but off it as well. Nothing's really phasing him. He's not, you know, he just feels like he looks like he belongs there.
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it. That internal feeling that you actually belong. It's you can't put a price tag on that for sure. Speaking of Canadians playing well, and speaking of Mike Weir, who is our Canadian in the field at the Masters, he is going to be joined this year by another Canadian who won the RSM Classic, Mackenzie Hughes, and now makes the trip to Augusta. Of course, if Adam wins this event, he'll also go to Augusta,
that's right,
which would be the third Canadian. But Mackenzie got his first peek at the National last week.
And he was tweeting it out like it was sort of, this was going to be the kid in the candy store moment. And going, he played two rounds, apparently. He played Wednesday and he played Thursday. Walked around a little bit and saw the course, got his first look at it. It's always tough for a rookie, and it's always tough. You go and you play these practice rounds, and, you know, the course setup is, of course, nothing right. like what it's going to be when he's going to play it. But at least he'll get it to walk around, get an idea of what it looks like. And hopefully, you know, that'll help him calm the jitters just a little bit when you get to Augusta. I'm sure the butterflies will be there, though.
Now, speaking of Augusta, actually, before we get to our next news and headline quickly, we're starting to have our Masters talks for TSN's coverage of the Masters. And I tell you this right now. You know, Bob, I've been working around this event forever and a day, right? Canada has the greatest, hands down, Masters coverage than any country in the world.
Yeah.
We blow away what our friends south of the border do. They can't touch what TSN and CTV put together in Canada on all the platforms, et cetera. The fact that we got the 5 feet. So we'll be doing that again this year.
Yep.
And we'll all be down there working. I feel so good this time about my chances of getting pulled in the drop. I am driving to Augusta, bringing my clubs, all my golf gear, expecting to play. I have told Heather I won't be home till Tuesday. All right? So...
It's a nice feeling.
I'm playing this year.
Well,
okay, just put it out there to the universe.
Keep your fingers crossed, but don't get your hopes too high. That took me 19 years. So.
Now, you know someone who might not be playing this year because it's official that he won't be in the Arnold Palmer Invitational is Mr. Tiger Woods. And that's the poll question. We're going to send out a TSN radio poll and a Golf Talk Canada poll this morning. Will Tiger be at Augusta? Do you think Tiger will show up at Augusta? Because if he does, Bob, we pretty much believe, unless he does something surprising, like shows up and plays in Houston. But by all accounts, if he plays Augusta, it's going to be down low. You and I will be there Wednesday night wondering, is he pegging it up Thursday morning? It's going to be one of those.
He's got two possibilities left to play because he can't play at the Dell match play. So he could go and play Puerto Rico, the opposite field event, if he wants to. That would be a shocker, I'm sure. Or he can play in Houston. And neither of those two really fit in his schedule. Obviously, he doesn't usually play Puerto Rico and doesn't usually play the week before a major. So that's kind of limits his opportunities. But it's not without precedent. Like, he's shown up at Augusta before. Remember, a couple of years ago,
played
without nine
right.
weeks off, and he came in and tried to play. And it's not like he doesn't know the golf course. I would put it right now, if I was betting, I would say 50-50, and that's pretty favorable in terms of,
right.
of what's going on.
So you're kind of still on the fence whether he's going to play Augusta.
The only reason I'm still on the fence is because it is Augusta and because this is Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods is stubborn as all get out, and you know everything he's doing, every exercise, every lift, every massage he's getting right now is to try and put him on that first tee
right.
on Thursday at some point. And I just think that he'd be stupid to do it. I don't think it's a smart idea,
right.
but... This is Tiger. I mean, he just loves Augusta, and he's stubborn.
I'm betting I'm going to lean 75-80% that he pegs it up at Augusta. And the reason I'm leaning heavy that he pegs up Augusta, I believe Yes. Do I believe his back sucks? Yeah, it's going to suck the rest of his life. Join the club, right?
Yeah.
But I believe this is just as much between his ears than anything else, and that part of the reason he's not playing right now is he is lost again in the wilderness and doesn't want to go shoot 80 somewhere. He doesn't want to show the world that golf game again.
So you think, but that would sort of, to me, would say that he won't play at Augusta because he's just too embarrassed about it almost, do you think?
Except it means so much to him that that's right. The one where he'll okay, I have to get over it, and if I'm going to do it, it's here. And then we might not see him again. It might be one of those, okay, he played Augusta, and that's it.
Yeah. He might take one swing, walk down the hill on the first hole, and his back will give out.
Yeah, that could be it too, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So, speaking of scheduling, just before we go to break, Henrik Stenson for the second year in a row, and now Justin Rose, they've withdrawn from the Dell match play. Don't like the scheduling, don't like the format.
It's jammed up here. I feel sorry for these guys. I don't feel sorry for them, but I mean, you try to get asked to play in so many events and so many different tournaments, and it's there's just not enough weeks in the year and checks to cash.
We're going to get to that next in Winners, Weird, and What. Scheduling problems will raise its ugly head in 3-dub. This is GTC.
This segment of GTC was brought to you by Acura. Precision, crafted performance. Visit Acura.ca for our latest lineup, special offers, and dealer incentives. This is Golf Talk Canada, presented by Acura. This segment of Golf Talk Canada is brought to you by TaylorMade and the new M family of drivers and irons. Same letter, better everything. Now, here are your hosts, Mark Zucchino and Bob Weeks.
Welcome back to GTC. All right, we're going to do an early edition of Winners, Weird, and What because of this jam-packed show, so let's get to it. Bob, you have the tee.
So what do I do? Just aim for the pond?
No, you're not supposed to hit it into the water.
But you hit it into the water.
I know I hit it into the water.
Well, why do they even have water if you're not supposed to hit it there?
Because it's fun! We're having fun!
Look, it went further than your ball.
All right, my winner this week goes back to last week's LPGA tournament in Singapore. And, we've focused a lot of attention on players making comebacks, notably Tiger Woods. But how about NB Park? She is nothing short of remarkable. So she took a whole bunch of time off, shows up at the Olympics, wins the gold medal. Then she comes back, takes 6 months off. She had played one tournament before last week, goes into the HSBC Champions event and wins the tournament. 9 birdies on a Sunday and takes top spot. This is just, to me, is remarkable how good a player she is with that real funky, slow swing that looks
it's
like it's got
hers,
about 40%, 40 kilometers an hour ball speed or whatever. It's just remarkable.
But she owns it though, right? It's certainly hers.
She does.
And that's great, you know? You know what it also says to me? Like maybe these players should take a look at this and go, time off is part of being successful, right?
Well, fully recovering probably, right? Yeah. She had a thumb injury that took her out of most of this stuff, and she also got married and had a few other things going on. But congratulations to her. My weird this week is Charles Schwartzel, who is going to have to put on hockey gloves or something when he plays in the next Pro-Am. So he goes out in the Pro-Am this week at Valspar, and he's standing by his Pro-Am guys. And one guy tees off, hits a bullet, it hits a tree, comes racing back, hits Schwartzel. He gets his hands up to protect himself. It hits the tendon in the back of his hand, starts swelling, and his hand went numb. So he actually had to pull out of the Pro-Am. But he said he's tough. He wouldn't pull out of the tournament. And so far, it's showing no signs. He's tied for 32nd, a couple of rounds of 70 in there, but that's dangerous.
Full contact Pro-Am.
I tell you, these Pro-Ams, sometimes the talent level is a little questionable. We'll see. Some of these handicaps may not be quite what they say they are. And my what this week is, what a wacky performance by Dustin Johnson last week. If you go down and look at the last 50 PGA Tour events and look at the stats of the people who won, almost, I would say 95% of them either are first, second, or third in putting, right? That's what wins golf tournaments. It's not driving. So Dustin Johnson last week misses 16 putts from inside 10 feet, and he still wins the tournament. It just shows you how the rest of his ball game or rest of his game was on fire.
Bob, it's so funny, like you're using this. You're right, because we were covering it last week for PGA Tour Radar, and we were blown away by, like, this is what we were talking about for the majority of the broadcast. We're like, how do you miss this many kick-ins? And like, he should have won that event by 8 or 9,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Incredible. I think a lot of it too is down. His wedge play is so good now.
It's unbelievable.
He's given himself so many looks.
If you look, at the last two tournaments that he won, both of them he won, right? Genesis and World Golf Championship. So approach the green. Last week he was first at Genesis. He was 20.
There you go.
Putting, 21st at WGC. Right. He was third in L.A.
Right.
And greens in regulation, though, tied for fifth and first. So
he's a ball-striking machine right now.
Unbelievable. He just gives himself so many chances that the misses just pile up because you can't make everything.
That's it. All right, Bob, the tee is mine.
I'll answer the question. You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
All right, Bob, my winner this week, before I go on a rant, because I am wound up and upset about a few things, I'm going to try to take a cup half full approach here first for my winner. My winner this week, John Daly and Beef Johnson. They're hanging out together right now. Okay, these two, you said it to me off air as the best. John Daly is mentoring Beef Johnson. Okay, how good is this? Okay, and you want the kicker on this one? They were hanging out in Clearwater, Florida. You know who else was in Clearwater, Florida, hanging out and saw them and went
Dennis
over to
Rodman?
Worse.
Okay.
My personal physician, Dr. Jay Petroff, walks over and introduces himself. And you know what they said? He went out, they cut him off. Doc, they said. They knew him before he could introduce himself.
Well, Beef also went to the Tampa Bay Lightning game. There's some great stuff on that. There's some great highlights.
Unbelievable.
I think we got to take him curling.
All right, my weird this week, and I really have two whats, because I should be winner what and what this week for me. But I'm trying to play by the rules here, but I'm very upset. And the first thing that has upset me is the Arnold Palmer Invitational, which you and I will both be at next week. You're going to be getting some great TSN Masters content for our broadcast. I'm doing play-by-play for PGA Tour Radio, so we'll be on the ground next week at Bay Hill. When we lost Arnie in the winter, you and I both said, man, Bay Hill's going to be a major in 2017. Like, this is going to be a big deal. Lots of pageantry, maybe a real celebration of life for Arnold Palmer, being the first Arnold Palmer Invitational since we've lost, you know, the greatest ambassador the game has ever seen. And right now, I've got Dustin Johnson, Jordan Spieth, Justin Thomas, Adam Scott. That's just four of the biggest names in the world, not in the field. Tiger, obviously, on the field. There's more. The list is deeper. What is wrong with these guys? Okay, Mexico Championship. Oh, I'm sorry. You had to go to Mexico City and play in a limited field where you could finish last and bring home a check because there's no cut. You know, you went there on private planes, charters. I don't care if this fit your schedule this year. If it wasn't for Arnold Palmer, you'd be playing polo on a national scale, and the winner of this week's PGA Tour event would have to decide who picks up the champagne coolies. He wouldn't be walking out with $1 million. It's disgusting. It makes me sick, Bob.
It's amazing how tight the schedule is, how rough it is. And, I mean, you got to also put into the fact that some of these guys have personal lives. Like Justin Thomas, the reason he's not going is because his best friend's getting married. So you can give some guys some passes, but it just goes to show you how this part of the schedule is so jammed up. And in all due respect to Arnold Palmer, these guys are focused on one tournament, and we knew which one that is. And they build their schedule around there. And try to peak at that right moment.
It's I get exactly it 100%.
Yeah, but you're right, it stinks.
It's just this year, they could have made an exception. Sometimes you just do things because it's the right thing to do. That's that, you know, and this year. And the tour dropped the ball on this, too. Why we left L.A. to start the Florida swing and then go to Mexico City and not go from L.A. to Mexico City and then start the Florida swing. Florida swing's dead. It's over. They got us calling it the spring swing now. Like, give me a break. Anyway, and if that's not enough in the news, I know you went out west for this USGA Golf Summit, right?
North American Golf Innovation Symposium.
Thank you. And overall, now, I will give kudos where kudos is due. So my good friend Craig Lockery from Golf Canada, I know you're listening this morning. So I call it the way it is. USGA and the RNA have done really great work lately. I love their concepts of trying to modernize the rules, taking feedback from the game, where we're headed in January 2019. Hats off. Most of it I agree with. And even the stuff I don't agree with, I understand that they're working in the right direction. So they should be applauded. Okay. But this makes me angry. Mike Davis, late in the conference, which I'm sure you'll let me know here, starts talking about the possibility of using a limited flight golf ball. an 80% golf ball. He uses Dustin Johnson as an example that maybe, you know, maybe they will consider a limited flight 80% golf ball down the road for competition. Okay, this is a classic example, once again, of the horses leaving the barn, and they're 20 years behind. The Pro V1 came out in 2000, right? Revolutionized the game. Ernie Els, from 1998 to 2002, was hitting the ball 30 yards further. That's all Pro V1. That's all golf ball. And now here we are in 2017, the TP5, the new TaylorMade ball that Dustin's winning every week with. The thing's incredible. It's so good, I can tell the difference. Okay, and I'm not no world-class player, and I'm going,
but you're
going
to be in the U.S. Open.
Well, the march to 81 begins, right? So, you know, I can see my irons going further. And more importantly, I'm playing in St. Kitts at the Admiral's Cup. The wind's coming in sideways, and my ball's holding its line. I can't believe how straight the thing is. And this is me talking. So the best players in the world. So the horses have left the barn, guys. Jack Nicklaus, 30 years ago, was talking about this. The best example, I think, of how to get it right is what they did with COR and drivers. They realized that they hit the limit in spring effect on driver faces, and they went, all right, guys, bang, this is the limit. Let's hold the ceiling. Moving forward, anything past this number is deemed illegal. But that's the number now. We're there. And I think the golf ball scenario is the same thing. We're there. Okay, guys, this is the limit. We're not going to peel back to 80%, but we can't go beyond this. Handle it the way they handled the driver. Going backwards doesn't make sense to me. And let's never forget that a good setup can always still make a classic golf course interesting. Justin Rose won the U.S. Open at Marion at 6,900 yards at one over par. Okay?
And you can look at last week in Mexico.
Perfect. You know, with altitude, Bob, that course played 6,300 yards.
Yeah.
With altitude. I didn't see 30 under par.
No.
I didn't see any of that, right?
It's, you know, I'll defend Mike Davis just slightly in that fact that was the last thing of the conference. He was bringing up, sort of wrapping things up. And he was just kind of pieing in the sky. And I don't know if he intentionally dropped this out there as a kind of cloud to feel everybody, have everyone feel it out and test it out. But certainly, I don't think he intended it to be the overriding takeaway from the conference. But we'll see. I think it could work. And I mean, really, when you look at it right now, he brought it down to the fact that there's golf courses now that are out there that are 8,000 yards from the back tees and just can't sustain that.
Well, and let's keep something else in mind, too. This is not a problem for 99% of the golf community, right?
Right.
So now we're talking about bifurcation.
Except for the people who think they hit it too far.
Right. Well, there's a lot of us out there like that.
That's right.
All right. On the other side, we're going to switch gears. TJ Rule, Golf Away Tours, good friend of mine, friend of the shows. He just got back from riding an elephant. We're going to find out about elephants replacing golf carts and all these things. Wonderful. I've started rumors. TJ just walked in the studio. TJ, I'm starting rumors that you rode an elephant and played golf on top of an elephant. So you can take that and run with it, or you can call me out on my lie. This is GTC.
This segment of GTC, presented by Acura, was brought to you by TaylorMade and the new M family of drivers and irons. Same letter, better everything. This is Golf Talk Canada, presented by Acura. This segment of Golf Talk Canada is brought to you by Moto Caddy and Stewart Golf Dream Machines, the Canadian market leader in electric walking golf trolleys. Sold in over 30 countries around the world, they offer the widest selection of golf trolleys for players of all ages, abilities, and budgets. For more information, visit jpsmgolf.com. Now, here are your hosts, Mark Zucchino and Bob Weeks.
Welcome back to GTC. Weeks Aquino, both in studio and joined now by a friend of the show from Golf Away Tours. You can follow him on Twitter at Golf Away TJ. Hit him up at Instagram, Golf Away Tours, as well as Facebook. Of course, golfawaytours.com. And it's that time of year. I know people want an early start to the season, so we're going to talk a little travel on how to get out of here and where you should be going. But where he's just been is quite interesting. TJ, great to see you, buddy. I haven't seen you at all. How you doing?
It's been a while. Yeah. I'm good, Mark.
Because we did some traveling together in the fall.
I know.
And then that was it.
And it's been a while since then.
You need a little rest. You need a little hibernation away from that after.
Oh, for sure. And it wasn't just me. Bit, right? He was a sideshow of Dr. Petrov as well,
my
right?
Boy.
So yeah, what an adventure.
It's just Mark and his doctor. It's like, you know, Michael Jackson traveling with his, right?
It's only better. Let's hope it's better than that.
All right. So South Africa.
Yeah.
Like, you want to talk about an exotic, you know, destination that, you know, we know is there, obviously, has produced world-class players. So golf you know, rich in history and whatnot, but we're not a natural place for a Canadian to think, hey, let's go on a golf trip to South Africa. So how did this roll out? Is it what you expected? What's the golf like? Just the overall vibe of what was a South African golf adventure like?
Well, it's interesting. So, you know, the amount of time I've spent now in the industry, I've heard a lot about South Africa and the golf that it offers and the adventures and just the experience of going to South Africa. It's not huge for Canadians because it's so far away. And that's one of the big issues. That's one of the big stumbling blocks to people going away to South Africa. But once you get there, the adventure and the experience you get is second to none. It's amazing. So I had a group that, you know, mostly people from Scarborough, actually, where I'm a member. And we've gone on a couple of trips before and a couple of them had said, hey, let's try South Africa. Let's look into it. And I'd always wanted to go. So it worked out for me to be able to lead the group. And we went for just over 2 weeks, and it was incredible. It was just it blew my mind. And you know, when you go there, it's not all about golf. You know, the golf is great. As you said, they've got a great golf history. They've got a lot of great players. You know, Gary Player being one of the big ambassadors of the game throughout the years, and a big golf architect as well, has done a lot of work there building the game and more resorts and golf courses. And it's just the golf was obviously a good part of the trip, but not the sole purpose of the trip. You know, we ended up there for 14 days with the group and only played 6 rounds of golf. So it wasn't all about the golf. There's a lot more to see in South Africa.
What are some of those other things? Obviously, when I think of it, I think of safaris and things like that. Is that kind of what you did?
Yeah, absolutely. So we started by going to a resort called Fancourt Resort. Of course, President's Cup was there. The great finish with Ernie Els and Tiger Woods back in the day when I think they tied, right, in the dark. And
but like so Jack would say, we tied, but we're keeping the cup.
But we're keeping the cup. Yeah. So. But somehow Gary Player didn't agree with that, did he? It was interesting.
Oh, Jack, you're fat. Leave me alone.
So we went there, played two of the great golf courses on that resort. And then played another course nearby named Pinnacle Point. Pinnacle Point is kind of like, you'd love it, Mark. It's kind of like the old head of South Africa. It's dramatic. It's up on clifftop.
It's crazy.
It's not a walkable golf course, but you'll get blown away by the views, and it's beautiful. So we played that, and then we went over to Cape Town. Beautiful city. Played a couple of rounds of golf there. Of course, we toured Ernie Els Winery, which was a great day. So golf, wine, dinner, you know, it doesn't get much better than that. And the city of Cape Town is just a beautiful city. We stayed right down in the harbor. And there's just, we had a city tour, went up to Table Mountain, had a beautiful view of the city. Nice tour down to see some penguins down in Boulder's Beach. I mean, there was a lot to this trip, more than just golf, right?
Wow.
And that all led into, you know, ending the trip, flying up to Kruger National Park, which is east of Johannesburg, to do a 3-day safari.
Wow.
And the safari.
Did you see and or touch any lions?
We saw lots of lions. Didn't quite touch them. I wasn't getting that close. But I'll tell you, you mentioned my Instagram before. If you follow my Instagram, there's a video on there of a lion literally walking past the truck that we're sitting
in. I saw that.
And it
yes.
was like
Incredible.
15 feet away from us.
It's scary.
You know, and people always ask me, that, you know, were you scared? And, you don't even think of it. You're not scared at all. You're up in this Land Rover. You know, your guides that are guiding you they know what they're doing, and they know how close they can get. You know, they don't get too close to the elephants, but the lions, they're comfortable with them, and the lions, they don't do anything because the truck's bigger than them, so they don't worry about that. As long as you don't get out of the truck, you're okay. So we saw lions every day. It was amazing.
Isn't it like the old line, as long as you're not the slowest runner, you're okay?
That's right.
That's it.
Don't be the guy at the back of the line, right? We're with TJ Rule from Golf Away Tours. TJ, before we switch gears, because we're getting a lot of questions now, a lot of guys going last minute this, last minute that, they want to get out of here. I said to Bob, like one of the trends I've seen in the last few years, I've got buddies that want to go and they want to travel during Masters week all the time. Mm-hmm. So they can play golf, get off the golf course, and then watch the Masters with their buddies. That seems to be like this new thing going. So I want to find out where the hot spot is, maybe the best deal right now for our listeners if they're thinking of getting out here. But before we leave South Africa, then what's because this is probably a pretty steep price. What kind of Canadian dollars are we talking to do something like this in South Africa? And flip side of that is, am I right to assume, because you did the entire country in all these different areas, that the golf varies? Like you have Drama like Old Head, and then you've got links courses. Like, is it all different types of golf?
It's different types of golf for sure. So when we were at Fancourt's a bit inland, so it's not right on the ocean. The course they played the President's Cup on is called the Links. It's not a links golf course because it's not on the coast, but it's a links style, a faux links golf course. Then we went, the Pinnacle Point is on the coast and dramatic. We played a couple of courses in Cape Town that are more in residential communities. So beautiful golf courses, but in residential communities and, you know, well manicured and just, you know, beautiful communities. And then we went up to, when we were in Kruger National Park, we played a course called Leopard Creek, which is, you know, one of the top two courses in the country, I think they say. And that course is right on the edge of Kruger National Park. It's literally the river separates it from Kruger. And so on that course, you can see leopards, you can see elephants, you can see giraffes. I mean, we didn't see any of the big animals when we were playing the golf course, but it's not unusual. So it's a pretty dramatic golf course and golf experience. So in terms of going back to your question about price, it's very reasonable in South Africa. Their currency is pretty weak. You know,
so Canadians can stretch their dollars.
So, I mean, a two-week trip like that, we stayed at five-star accommodation, all your transportation included, and the golf and the wine and all that, under $7,000 Canadian.
You had really?
For 2 weeks.
Yeah, for two weeks.
Of course, the wine's important.
So $3,500 a week.
And that's it. You know, people see the $7,000 and they think, well, that's a bit steep.
That's a two-week trip.
Right?
Wow, yeah. That's great.
Do you think of the one-week trip overseas to UK and in Ireland for a golf trip, you know, it's cheaper than that.
Okay, other side of that coin. Guy wants to go away right now, maybe a Masters week, get out of here. Bob and I commented how cold it was this morning off the top of the show. 2 weeks ago, we were playing golf in Southern Ontario. Now, we're, you know, it's Moose Jaw. It's freezing outside.
Just a reminder that we're not done yet, right?
Right, just a reminder that we're not through. You know, you got to get through the Masters before you can really touch it and potentially feel it, right? Where's the hot spot right now, or in your minds, where's the best deal if you want to put a group together?
You know what? You know, people just, there's so many great spots, and it's hard to say. But the one resort that that we're working with right now that has an amazing deal on, and they're offering us great rates, is a place you've been to, is Mayakoba down in Mexico.
Where they have the OHL Classic.
Yeah,
I was there for the OHL. That's why I was there.
That's it, yeah.
Tremendous and property. Bob, have you been down?
I have been. It's great. There's some great golf down in that little corridor there down on Playa and everything.
Yeah, and it's not just the one golf course, the Mayakoba Golf Course, El Camaleon, which is where they play the PGA Tour event. It's right on the property, the Mayakoba property, which has four resorts, and the one that that we're working with closely for this deal is the Fairmont there, and it's five star. It's unbelievable.
Yeah,
it's
ridiculous.
A cool experience. It's like kind of like Venice there, right?
With all the canals water taxis,
and everything,
right?
Taxis around all your rooms and all around the golf course, and that golf course is great. And there are a number of golf courses, Bob, as you said, in that area that are much better than I expected when I went there for the first time a few months ago.
Okay, but now normally, not to cut you off, but normally at a Fairmont, like that resort, that Mayakoba resort, you know, you're looking at, what, $500, $600 a night plus your golf, plus your, you know, like it can be, after golf, you can be approaching $1,000 a day at that facility.
Absolutely, and that's why a lot of people are a little shy to even get a quote from it. But
right.
But yeah, call me up, and we have some great rates. I've sent a number of people already, and they've come back just raving about the place and you know, how good the deal was.
So the deal's nowhere near those rates, like
nowhere
what we're talking
near those
about?
Rates, no, and they have an all-inclusive package or just a bed and breakfast package with golf, but they're giving us amazing golf rates as well and free replays and everything. So
here's your biggest selling feature right here. Right now, it feels like minus 17 with the wind chill.
Yeah,
right. Minus 17.
And what is it down there? Yeah. It feels like 26 with the
wind chill. Easy, right? Yeah. So, you know, it's perfect right now down there. Okay, so you can get into an all-inclusive, or you don't have to go all-inclusive, but you can get to the Fairmont and play, well, those golf courses are outstanding, and you can do it for something that isn't going to shock you.
That's right.
Depending on what week you want to go.
Absolutely.
Wow, okay. And we only got a few minutes left, and then you're going to stick around, though, right?
I'm sticking around, yeah.
But before we wrap up this segment, I got to tell you, I was in St. Kitts for the Admiral's Cup. You were in South Africa. That's why you weren't there.
Mm-hmm.
What a blast we had in that golf tournament. Just incredible.
Great place, isn't it?
Well, the people of St. Kitts are so awesome.
Yeah.
The trip was a blast. I met some great people, new friends, you know, and we played some great golf courses. And if they ever get those other two new facilities, which is Christoph Harbour and Catition Hill, up and going, wow, because it's going to be out of the ballpark. Five-star all the way.
Yeah, those two properties are pretty spectacular.
They're incredible. And Royal St. Kitts is a lovely golf course. The finish there, 11 to 18, is a fantastic, just finish. And the trip over to Nevis, the experience on the boat, you go over, you play Four Seasons. They got some dramatic views over there and whatnot. I really enjoyed myself. I had a great time.
Yeah, it's great. And the food's great. And, you know, just as you said, the people really make it. It's a great destination.
Well, you remind me about, you know, like Bob being able to wander. A place where, you know, you might not want to be on an all-inclusive because you can wander and go to local restaurants and meet people and go to the beach and, you know, like... it's one of those places where you feel safe and you can go around. The people are great and there's options, right? Mm-hmm. So you missed a good one. We wish you were there.
I wish I was there as well, but maybe next year. Yeah. And we'll...
All right, on the other side, we're going to switch gears a little bit. Mike Weir, assistant captain on the President's Cup team. So Bob went one-on-one with Weirzy. We'll hear from Mike and Bob. And later on in the show, TJ, Bob, and myself are going to be joined by a friend of ours, Mr. Mark Young, who runs the GTA Am Tour. And we have an event coming up later this year that Mark's involved with you on in Pinehurst
that we might touch with.
But they're going to kick off their season in April, and we're going to talk to Mark about the GTA Am schedule coming up and how you can get involved. But Weirzy next here on GTC.
This segment of GTC, presented by Acura, was brought to you by Moto Caddy and Stewart Golf Dream Machines, the Canadian market leader in electric walking golf trolleys. Sold in over 30 countries around the world, they offer the widest selection golf trolleys for players of all ages, abilities, and budgets. For more information, visit jpsmgolf.com. This is Golf Talk Canada, presented by Acura. This segment of Golf Talk Canada is brought to you by WeatherTech Canada, Canada's leader in automotive accessories, including DigiFit Floor Liner, the most advanced concept in floor protection today. Visit WeatherTech.ca. Now, here are your hosts, Mark Zucchino and Bob Weeks.
Welcome back to GTC, the man who brought Tiger down one-on-one on Canadian soil in the President's Cup is now an assistant captain. That's right, Nick Price named Mike Weir as one of his assistants this week. Bob Weeks went one-on-one with the 2003 Masters champion, Mike Weir.
Here's Mike Weir, the newest assistant captain for the international side, and Mike, congratulations. How did you hear the news from Captain Nick Price?
Well, we had a conversation on the phone just a little while ago, and we decided to, you know, keep it quiet for a little bit. But I've known for a little bit of time now, and you know, was very excited to get the call from Nick. You know, Nick's someone I've looked up to for a long time in the game, so to be part of the President's Cup, you know, playing five times, to be on this side of it now is really exciting to have this opportunity. So yeah, really looking forward to it.
What do you see as your role, and what do you hope to bring to the team?
Well, that's kind of to be determined. I think, you know, in the few meetings we have had, I think, you know, I'm not going to force my agenda on anyone. Captain Price, he's the captain. But what I think I can bring is, you know, hopefully a sense of calm but confidence to the guys. You know, being part of it, you know, that many times, five times, you know, when you go in the first time, you're trying to fit in. Second, third time, you kind of feel like more of a veteran and you're kind of, you know, speaking up a little bit more. And then the last couple times, you know, you're helping out some of the younger guys. That's at least what I found along the way. So now in this role, I kind of see myself maybe doing some of the same thing, trying to make some of the younger guys and guys who haven't experienced the President's Cup, you know, a little more comfortable. And hopefully they'll lean on some of the other guys as well, Adam Scott and Jason Day. But, you know, it's kind of clear on their path so they can do their thing. You know, they made whoever makes the team, you know, they've got to be playing some pretty good golf, so we're not going to be, you know, fixing golf swings and that sort of thing. But if they have a question about, you know, a bunker shot or a certain chip, and, you know, I can help them out that way, you know, that might provide, you know, a little key point in a crucial time. So, but really just clearing their path and, you know, taking care of family things, whenever, you know, if they need tickets taken care of, you know, all those little things, the details, to, you know, put the player's mind at ease, really.
The international side has been on a bit of a losing streak, lost the last six in a row. What can you guys do as a team to kind of get back in the winner's circle on this?
Well, I think, you know, we need to relax a little bit. I think, you know, getting off to a great start is very important. You know, that's been traditionally a bit of a struggle for the internationals, getting off to a fast start. And then as we've gotten into the tournament, we've played pretty well in the singles. We've done well. We've just always been coming from behind. So we'd love to get off to a great start this time. And I think, you know, the goal is to have the guys be maybe a little bit more relaxed Thursday.
Both the Ryder Cup and the American side and the European side in the Ryder Cup have started sort of a progression of captains and assistant captains. Do you see the same thing happening here? Do you see this as perhaps the first step towards you becoming the captain of the international side one day?
Well, I certainly hope so. You know, Captain Price said that today, you know, that, you know, they're trying to have guys that may be potential captains down the road as assistants right now. So, you know, I'd love to be, you know, a captain. You know, the President's Cup, when I look back in the memories I've had so far in the game of golf, you know, a lot of them stem from the President's Cup. You know, obviously, you know, Montreal stands out as one individual memory for me. But like as a team, you know, there's so many great memories I've had. And, you know, I think South Africa in 2003, you know, watching Ernie and Tiger battle it out there in the playoff was incredible. You know, that's probably one of the greatest memories I've had. You know, walking around, I was walking the playoff with Jack and Gary, and, you know, Jack Nicklaus saying that was one of the greatest golf events he's ever been a part of. So for the greatest player who's seen everything in the game to say that, you know, I was lucky enough to be part of that. So I love the President's Cup. I love the team aspect, you know, growing up playing team sports. And, you know, I've always looked forward to the opportunity to try to play. And right now to be on the other side on being part of the captaincy is really fun. And hopefully I get to be a captain one day.
All right. Congratulations, Mike. We'll look for you at Liberty National.
Thanks, Weesey.
All right, Bob, what, 2024, maybe back on Canadian soil? Mike Weir, the captain, is that where we're headed?
Well, certainly if you put him in as a captain, you'd want him to do it on home soil. There are some courses I know that have expressed interest in it. It's an expensive undertaking. You got to commit a lot of money to have the President's Cup here. So I think we're moving in that direction. Whether we get it done or not is another question.
TJ, how big a moment just in golf? We got about 30 seconds. How big a moment? I know, obviously, 03 Masters is huge for all Canadian fans. And Adam Hadwin shooting 59 this year, pretty big. But where do you put that in your memory banks of Weir taking down Woods one-on-one?
Fun to watch, I'll tell you. I was I went to that President's Cup, but I wasn't there on the Sunday. But I did watch on TV, obviously. And I just remember my main memory of that was 17. He made a huge birdie on 17, I think, in order to bring the match even. And then Tiger, I think, hit it in the water on 18. I mean, it's one of those big moments for Canadian golf.
TJ's going to stick around and hang out with Mark Young from the GTA Am Tour. They're coming up next. We're going to talk GTA Am Tour in our extra 30-minute bonus for all you lucky people listening online. TSN 1050, TSN 1150 in Hamilton. For our national audience, we're going to say goodbye right now. Twitter poll, 80% suggests Tiger is not going to play at Augusta. 20% thinks he will. They think they will peg it up. So, Bob, people are buying into the backstory and not buying into this is between the years theory conspiracy. So remember, you can now download on iTunes Golf Talk Canada, the podcast. So if you miss Golf Talk Canada, you want to listen to it on your own terms, whether you're flying like myself. I like it. I'll download some of our own podcasts and just listen back at all the stupid stuff I said in 90 minutes and just go, geez, why didn't Bob cut me off there?
We only have 90 minutes.
And the new Golf Talk Canada website is up, golftalkcanada.ca. So that'll start populating with new content. We got our YouTube channel, our Twitter feeds, all goes through golftalkcanada.ca. 20 weeks of TaylorMade coming up. A brand new Adidas Show Us Your Stripes contest. All launching, all being announced Masters Week. And Golf Talk Canada returns to TV Wednesday, March 22nd, 1 p.m. Eastern, TSN4, March 22nd. Thank you so much for listening. Remember, first good decision on the golf course starts in the closet.
This segment of GTC, presented by Acura, was brought to you by WeatherTech Canada, Canada's leader in automotive accessories, including DigiFit Floor Liner, the most advanced concept in floor protection today. Visit weathertech.ca. Thank you for listening, and don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Golf Talk Canada. For blogs, show archives, video highlights, and TV schedule, visit us online at golftalkcanada.ca. We'll be right back with more GTC. This segment of Golf Talk Canada, presented by Acura, is brought to you by St. Kitts, the Caribbean's most welcoming golf experience. Follow your heart to breathtaking golf in warm, inviting St. Kitts. For information on wonderful resorts and championship courses, visit golfawaytours.com today. Now, here are your hosts, Mark Zucchino and Bob Weeks.
Welcome back to GTC, 1150 in Hamilton, 1050 in Toronto, of course, online around the globe. Shout out to all our friends. We do have people listen to us in Florida.
South Africa.
South Africa
probably
now.
Listening to us in South
probably.
Africa.
TJ Rule from Golfway Tours in studio with us. Bob and Mark actually in the studio together. And let's talk a little Ontario golf because, you know, we did say how bloody cold it was this morning. But 2 weeks ago, we were golfing. And we know when the Masters is done, the Canadian golf season certainly starts to open. And our next guest, he runs the GTA Amateur Tour. If you want to play golf, get out, play some great golf courses in a well-organized event, meet some new people, have some fun. But I'm telling you, the lineup of golf courses on the GTAM Tour are second to none. I'll give you an example. Monday, April 24th, their season kicks off at Coppenwood, Air Canada season opener. So courses like Coppenwood, Scarborough Golf Club, etc. Mark Young joining the program now. Mark, how are we this morning?
Hey, great, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Mark, is that a good description? Like, is that like kind of what you're about? Hey, come meet new people, play some competitive golf, and access some of the best courses in the province that maybe you wouldn't be able to play unless you were experiencing it on the GTA Am Tour.
Exactly. There's kind of three reasons people play the tour. Not in any order, but one is to play competitive golf. So if you're looking for a place to tip it up, have it mean something, know that every single swing matters, tee off the first tee in three. Just like a professional tour, rules officials in the front and the back nine. So nervous going to the first tee that you're looking for a sale on Depends. That's what we give that. If you want to come out and access some of the, as you said, some of the best golf courses in Canada, you can do that with us. We have 25 one- and two-day tournaments throughout the summertime. You can play one. You can play them all. It's totally up to you. And the list obviously includes the ones you mentioned, plus Devil's Paintbrush, Pulpit, Georgian Bay Club, Brampton, Grandview, just to name a few. And then lastly, reasons people play the tour is to be a part of the community. It's really cool for us as organizers to see people meeting each other for the first time, playing golf on the tour, and forming long-time friendships. Guys end up playing golf together, carpooling together, taking trips together. So for us, it's you can be a part of the tour in any way you want.
So if I'm not necessarily a very competitive golfer, if I'm not a guy who likes to go out there, you know, I'm not a 2-handicap or a 3-handicap, can I still feel at home in this tour?
Absolutely. Great question. So if you want to play competitively, you can do so. And what we do with players is, and it's men and women, and what we do with players is we use their handicap factor to put them into one of four flights, and then they tip it up. So all the 5 and unders play in the champ flight, 6 to 10 A flight, 11 to 15 handicap play in the B flight, and then 16 and above play in the C flight. And then we also have a seniors division and a women's division. So you basically, if you shoot you know, somewhere under 110, we have a spot for you. And if you don't have a handicap, not a problem. We've actually been set up as a club without real estate by Golf Ontario, so we can set you up with one.
We're with Mark Young from the GTA Amateur Tour. Go to gtaamtour.com. That's gtaamtour.com to check out the schedule, some of the courses, get involved, how you can register. Mark, speaking of how you can register, how many members now on the tour? And part B of this question, in my mind, it feels like you've been doing this at a successful rate for a very long time. What year is this for the GTA Am Tour?
We're heading into our 14th season.
Wow. Actually. I was going to say 10. Wow. Like, when are we celebrating 10? And it's 14. That's incredible.
Yeah, it's phenomenal. It's been a lot of fun for me to be a part of. I guess... sorry, what was your earlier question?
The question was how many members now?
Oh, like members,
how, yeah, because I've met some of your members. We spent some time together in Pinehurst in November. And it's a great group of people. And I was just curious how many members in total.
Thanks. We have last year we had 425 players play at least one event, and this year so far, year to date, we're actually 20% ahead of where we were this time last year. So there seems to be something cool going on. People are joining at a pretty solid clip, and we actually have three events already with a waiting list. Now, not the end of the world, because when players register for the tour, one of the benefits of registering early is you get to book your spot off at these events. Now, 3 weeks before, and we don't charge you. 3 weeks before, we send a reminder email. Hey, you're into this event, Mark. If you don't want to be in, within a week, click yourself out. And then we touch credit cards 2 weeks before. So, yeah, it's been a lot of fun to be a part of, and the players absolutely enjoy it. We have something called the Myrtle Beach Order of Merit. And so this is a season-long, sort of like the FedEx Cup, season-long points race. And if you do well in your flight, you win a trip to Myrtle Beach, 7 nights, 6 round of golf trip. So we're taking the 18 people who won the trip last year, plus another 13. So there's over 30 people going down to Myrtle at the end of March who just, again, want to be a part of the community.
Got a lot of sponsors here. The one that caught my eye, I think I might sign up for this one, the Mill Street Brewery Classic. But you did mention the fact that there's a community here that it builds over the years. Have you seen these relationships kind of grow over your 14 years, and do you have the same people kind of coming back year after year?
As it relates to sponsors, absolutely. One of the most important things for us is to find ways that it works for everybody. And so in terms of the sponsors, if they just tell us what their definition of works is, what are their business drivers, and then we develop a program that helps them meet those business drivers. So for instance, TaylorMade in the early days, they just wanted to do some branding. And then they said, you know what, we want to quantify our investment. So we came up with something called the TaylorMade Rewards Program. So for every $50 you spend in TaylorMade product, you get a ballot. At the end of the year, we do a draw for 4 people to join me at Ovenbird Golf Club. At the end of the first year, I said to then Sully, the guy at TaylorMade, what number would you be happy with in terms of receipt values? And he said $5,000, and we were over $23,000, and we've been over $50,000 the next year ever since. So
wow.
These are great relationships, and they are wonderful supporters of the tour. They provide, we give away over $110,000 in prizing throughout the season, and all of that's provided by the sponsors.
Well, speaking of TaylorMade, I know Nick Orbridge. I saw Nick earlier this week. We said we're going to come out and hang out and play a couple of events this year just to meet the guys and shake some hands and meet some more members. TJ with us in studio this morning. I know he's a sponsor of the tour, so I'd like to get out to that Oshawa event as well later in the season if possible. Now, if you want to register for the GTAM Tour, you could do it at gtaamtour.com. That's gtaamtour.com. You could also go out to the season-launching Masters Party, Tour Masters Party at Mill Street Brewery Pub. It's Saturday, April the 8th, noon to 4 p.m. That's Saturday, April 8th, noon to 4 p.m., the Mill Street Brewery. What a great day to do it, because that's Masters Saturday. Come to the party, maybe register right there at the party, get involved, and stick around and watch the Masters with people who love golf. Get out of the house, watch it in the community. I think that's very cool. Great way to do it. And, Mark, I know like later this year, we're going to start talking about the GTAM Tour's involvement with Golf Away Tours and Golf Talk Canada at Pinehurst. We were there last November. That should be a fun way to kind of put a bow and maybe wrap up the year of 2017 as well.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. We had a great time last year, and for a lot of players, it was a bucket list. They hadn't been to Pinehurst before. They hadn't played number two or the other courses in the area, and everybody had a great time. everybody had a great time, especially with Dave.
Well, we got to bring back the hammer. Hey, TJ, look, we got to give it to you here before we go to break, because you and I were kind of like the butt of the jokes on Dave Hempstead's set. Like, we took a bit of a beating.
Yeah, it was it was fun.
Yeah, it was all in fun, but we took a beating. We needed a helmet.
We did.
We needed a helmet. If you went another 15 minutes, we needed body armor on. Yeah. Unbelievable. Well, Mark, just a quick tie-up just before we let you go. In the upcoming season for the GTAM Tour, you know, we do leaderboard updates throughout the season here on Golf Talk Canada. And once the tour gets going, we're going to keep our listeners up to date, because we know we have a lot of listeners in your community already. And we're going to keep people up to date on what's happening in the order of merit, winners of events, etc., leaderboards, as part of our leaderboard updates moving forward this season on Golf Talk Canada. So it'd be fun to work together, and I hope we grow the tour again this year. It's such a successful story. And when you see the growth and you see the sponsors that keep coming back, that's always a great sign that, you know, things are being done properly. So congratulations, Mark, and thanks for taking the time to join Bob and I.
Guys, thanks a lot for having me.
Mark Young, GTAM Tour. That's GTAMTour.com. All right, we're going to come back. We'll do leaderboard updates. We're going to bring in Adam Scully for some Scully time. And we're going to get into, because we don't know yet, TJ's opinion on Tiger at the Masters. We don't know Adam's opinion on Tiger at the Masters. We'll update our Twitter poll to see where that's, if it's moved at all. So we'll go there and we'll find out, you know, is people agreeing with me? Are they arguing with me? Also, Adam has some interesting Canadian stats on when he gets on, what Canadians do the week before if they win. And right now we have Adam Hadwin. So we've got some interesting Canadian ties to the Masters and whether Tiger's going to show up at Augusta. This is Golf Talk Canada.
This segment of GTC, presented by Acura, was brought to you by St. Kitts, the Caribbean's most welcoming golf experience. Follow your heart to breathtaking golf in warm, inviting St. Kitts. For information on wonderful resorts and championship courses, visit golfawaytours.com today. This segment of Golf Talk Canada, presented by Acura, is brought to you by the Muskoka Bay Club. Live, stay, and play at our award-winning championship golf course. Visit MuskokaBayResort.com today. Now, here are your hosts, Mark Zacchino and Bob Weeks.
Welcome back to GTC Zacchino Weeks in studio with TJ Rule from Golf Away Tours. Also, Adam Scully joining us now as Scully Time always finishes the show here on GTC. Before we get to Scully Time and TJ and find out their opinions on Tiger at Augusta, let's do a leaderboard update from around the world of golf, brought to you by Cedarbrae Golf Club. CedarbraeGolf.com is the address. Join before May 1st. Get $2,500 off initiation. So initiation at Cedarbrae for a limited time, down to $7,500. I believe you get like 5 years to pay it at 0% too. Very affordable, great golf course, only 20 spots available. You need to get it done before May 1st. On the PGA Tour, Copperhead, the Snake Pit, Valspar Championship, Adam Hadwin, Canadian Adam Hadwin, 68-64. He has a one-shot lead over Jim Herman. Let's hear from our leader, Adam Hadwin.
Adam, sensational play today. You have a 59 earlier this year. You had birdie for 28 on the back nine. I know that was possible out here at the Copperhead course.
Yeah, certainly not something that you think is going to happen, but I hit a lot of really good shots today, especially, you know, five in a row there, 10 through 14. And honestly, that putt on 18 was a layup. No chance I was running that thing by. I could have probably putted it off the green if I hit a little too hard. But, you know, it's nice to see the ball striking kind of come around and the putter stay where it has been all year.
When you hit the back nine, it felt like the wind laid down a little bit. Did it give you an opportunity to really attack when you thought you might not be able to?
You know what? It never really got that strong today, I don't think. It was swirling a little bit, kind of bouncing between west, northwest, kind of north at times. But, you know, just a lot of good quality golf shots. I put myself in position off the tee, hit a lot of fairways. And, you know, again, the putter was hot, and I just, you know, gave myself a lot of looks at it.
To have that round at La Quinta at the beginning of the year, when you're in a birdie run like that today, is it something that you lean on and be like, look, I've been here before, it doesn't matter how many birdies I make?
A little bit, yeah, for sure. You know, I think the biggest thing taken away from La Quinta is just, you know, I stayed in the process that whole time. I wasn't, you know, again, I was thinking about the score, but at the same time, it was just about committing to the shots and doing all that. And, you know, I hit a couple loose shots there on 15 and 16, but got up and down, hit a great shot on 17 again. And two good shots on 18. So real happy with the position that I'm in going into the weekend.
Adam Hadwin, one-shot lead, 36 holes to go, trying to play his way into the Masters at Augusta. Henrik Stenson, big name in this one, three shots back. Canadians Graham Dillette, David Hearn, and Nick Taylor all made the cut. They start the day at even. Bob, what's happening on the European Tour?
European Tour, they are at the Hero Indian Open, and there's a three-way tie right now. They are well underway in the third round. Carlos Pijim, SSP Charesia, who is the home country favorite, and Eddie Pepperell, all tied at 6-under par. And not a lot of huge names in there when you go down. Maybe George Katsia, might be Matteo Manassero, or down a little bit further down the list. But most of the guys are already over here preparing for Masters.
On PGA Tour Latino America, the best-sounding tour in the world, the Marlino Colinas Championship happening in Buenos Aires. And Paul Imondi has the lead there. He's at 10-under par. He's got a five-shot lead, though, to a guy in 20th place. The Canadian on the board, Derek Gillespie, five back heading into the weekend, Bob.
Symetra Tour, Erica Popson from the U.S. has a one-shot lead. They are underway already in the third round. Top Canadian, Elizabeth Tong, is 2-under. Augusta James, 1-under. AC Tange is 1-under. Jennifer Kirby is at even par. There is like 64 Canadians in this field, I think. There's a lot of Canadian content on the Symetra Tour this year.
All right, Tiger at Augusta. Currently right now with over 100 votes, 77% say he is not showing up. 23% agree with me, say he's going to peg it up Thursday. I've also got a couple tweets here from Rick Edwards and Rick Tulikoff. They're both saying, who cares? Why are we talking about a golfer who's completely irrelevant? Rick, I understand what you're saying, but you are in the minority, my friend. The world, this guy still stirs the drink. Mm-hmm. And regardless how sick you're hearing it, I don't like the sideshow either. I hate the circus. But the bottom line is, people will talk this to death until he announces his retirement at the end of the year, which I told you was going to happen last year. So when it happens, I expect you to tweet me how smart I am. All right, TJ, showing up, yes or no? Why?
I don't think he is. And we were saying in the break, like, I don't know if his career might be over. Like you said earlier in the year, he's just so hurt, and I just can't see him coming back. I mean, I'd love to see, you know, if he came back and competed and actually won the event, it would be, obviously, it would be bigger than Jack in 86, right? It would just be so off the board, mm-hmm. that, you know, for him to come back and do it after all the injuries. But, yeah, if I were to put money on it right now, I'd say no chance.
Now, were you in my boat, too, where you don't want to even see him unless he can actually play at a level like close to 2013?
Yeah, I am that way because it's not fair to the guys.
Right?
And you know what it is, and it just dominates the week, and so many other guys deserve the attention, right? And so hopefully if he comes back and competes and is there on Sunday and we can get excited about it, but I don't see it.
Skull?
I think he's too stubborn not to play.
So you're with me.
I am.
All right.
I think he's going to show up, and who knows what sort of golf game he's going to have. There's going to be some rust, definitely. You know, but if he plays, as you guys mentioned earlier, hopefully he doesn't, you know, play 3.5 holes and says, yeah,
press conference, right? We don't want that, right? Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. But, you know, as we've spoken about, you know, through forever on Golf Talk Canada, he pushes the needle. He's the guy that, you know, the average viewer is going to tune in if Tiger Woods is 150 over or if he's leading the golf tournament.
Right.
Everyone's going to tune in. So for as a fan of the game and as someone who works in the game, I sure hope he does show up and play.
Before we get to Bob on his final word on this, you have some weird things lining up with Adam Hadwin this weekend that also lined up with Mac Hughes earlier back in the fall.
Absolutely. So one of the first weeks I was on the show, you were on your honeymoon, I believe.
Yes.
Bob and I here.
Yep. Yes.
And
again, Heather ruining everything.
whoa. And
man.
Anyway, so later today, I'm doing the SportsCenter packs, the highlight packs that's going to air on SportsCenter for the golf. And when I did it, the last time I did it when a Canadian was leading was Mackenzie Hughes. And I did it on the Sunday, and then I was asked to come in on the Monday when he won the playoff. Of course, Adam Hadwin has the lead, and I'm staying through the highlights today. So
and here's the other.
And
the
Bob has the kicker on this.
Yeah, the other linking is that Mackenzie Hughes won just a couple weeks before he got married.
Yep.
Adam Hadwin is getting married on March 26th, so maybe it's lining up. In fact, his honeymoon right now is scheduled for the week of the Masters. So
might need to change some plans.
Yeah,
hopefully.
Sorry, honey, but how do you like Augusta for your honeymoon?
All right, Bob, closing thought on Tiger Woods at the Masters.
50-50, I still think he'll show up. I don't think he'll have much of a game, but he's too stubborn, as Scully said, and as we all know, he's too stubborn. If you say up, he says down. If you say black, he says white. He's going to be there on the tee. He'll be there Tuesday anyway to eat dinner.
I do have a little inside information that has broke that I did the research department as we've been on the air. They have just opened a brand new IHOP in Puerto Rico. He might be in the field. He might be in the field at Puerto Rico. All right. I got $1,000, TJ. I have $1,000 Canadian, and I want to get out here for 3 nights, 4 days ago. Golf, where am I going right now? If you had that money in your pocket, you're thinking weather, you're thinking budget, east, you're Southern Ontario, so you're going to be using more than likely Pearson or potentially Porter. Where are you going?
Well, you know, the places people go to, you know, for a cheap and cheerful holiday, obviously Myrtle Beach is huge. And Mark mentioned them. Mark Young mentioned them. GTA Amtour, they're a great sponsor there. And there's such great golf there, and you can't go wrong there. Hilton Head's another great spot. Not the easiest to get to flight-wise, but when you're there, golf's great. So, you know, warm enough destinations. And then obviously Florida and Arizona are always big hits. So, and you can get some great deals and get away and get your swing ready for the season up here.
All right. So if you want to hit any of those destinations, you want to take advantage of Mayakoba, which is ridiculous rates. They're so ridiculous, I'm not allowed to say them on the air. So you've got to get a hold of TJ at Golfway Tours. It's golfwaytours.com.
Just one final closing thought, Mark. We mentioned last week that I'm caddying for you at the
US
the
Open. March to 81.
So I've been watching Happy Gilmore on repeat, just looking at the caddies there. You know, Steve Williams videos. Just if anyone has any cameras, I'm going to throw them away. Right. Caddyshack, of course. So
you know. In St. Kitts at the Pro-Am, I went 78,
okay.
79.
Oh.
69.
Okay.
So we need the third one in that rota there. Okay. We need the 69. But the march to 81 is official. I signed up this week. See Twitter lit up. Eh? They all want your gig.
I know. Well, I'll be in your head saying it's all in the hips.
Can't believe I didn't get the gig.
This is a made-for-TV Golf Talk Canada special. Bob's going to have the fedora, the pencil, and the pad. We're going to shoot it like it's the greatest game ever played. Right? It's going to be one of those. So, unbelievable. All right. You can hit up TJ, golfwaytours.com. Follow him on Instagram. Follow him on Twitter. I tell you right now, if you have more than 4 days especially, take advantage of my code. I can't even tell you the price. It's stupid. And there's lots of great deals. TJ, thank you for coming in as always. We'll hear from you in the spring. Bob, thank you as always. Nice to see you in person.
Yes.
Scully, absolutely. Always an awesome job. Thank you, my friend. Remember, you can now download the podcast, Golf Talk Canada. Go to iTunes. Go to golftalkcanada.ca. The new website's up. It's tickety-boo. And look out. Golf Talk Canada television returns March 22nd. We're back on TV. We got big TaylorMade and Adidas announcements coming. Thank you so much for listening. Remember, first good decision on the golf course starts in the closet.
This segment of GTC, presented by Acura, was brought to you by the Muskoka Bay Club. Live, stay, and play at our award-winning championship golf course. Visit MuskokaBayResort.com today. Thank you for listening. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Golf Talk Canada. For blogs, show archives, video highlights, and TV schedule, visit us online at GolfTalkCanada.ca.